Some leftover showers, especially early in the day, mostly cloudy, then upper 60s for Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey says there is a violent crime problem in Montgomery. This comes after a shooting at Eastdale Mall Friday evening that left a man with serious injuries. So far, no arrests have been made. Charges have been dropped against an Elmore County teen accused of killing his parents. Jesse Holton was arrested for the murder of his parents back in 2016. Elmore County District Attorney Randall Houston says that Holton pled guilty to another charge unrelated to the death of his parents. And the Alabama State University community gathered to remember a student who died last week. 18-year-old Kennedy Seegers was killed in a wreck in Georgia. Police say she was stopped at a red light when she was rear-ended by a drunk driver. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
When severe weather threatens, you need the most experienced and trusted names in weather.
This is a dangerous storm located
That's
here.
Why Blue Water Broadcasting's Rich Thomas Weather Network and the Alabama News Network have teamed up to bring you the most comprehensive weather coverage in the river region.
Forces have been evacuated, so people are in
the river region's most experienced meteorologist, Rich Thomas.
And moving northeast at 50.
Along with Shane Butler's decades of experience, the two most trusted names in weather, together on the Alabama News Network and all Blue Water radio stations.
Since 1989, Science2Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now, with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Science2Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at science2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Science2Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then, open to any caller, you can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. $60 value. What makes up that gift basket? Well, the things that you put inside it. Now, before I bring on my guests, I want to remind you that this hour is brought to you by Brubaker Motors. It's a better buy at Brubaker. Go see Duke Brubaker, Don Rickard. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener and how much you appreciate this type of programming. Let me bring in my guest, the president of Austell, Craig Percivelli. Did I do it right?
Yes, you did.
Good.
Great job. Great job.
We like that. Craig, welcome to the Dan Morris Show, all the way from lovely Mobile, Alabama.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about what your company does and what they're doing in Mobile. People think a lot of different things about Mobile. They think moon pies.
Yep.
They think really good seafood.
Yep. Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras, the home of the founding of Mardi Gras.
That's right.
But they don't know about all the other stuff. They think of the USS Alabama, but they don't think about the shipbuilding that's going on there.
Yes.
And that's the business that you're in.
Yes, sir.
The Montgomery was built down there, and we had a lot of folks that were involved in that were here. But tell us about your company and the type of shipbuilding you're doing.
Right now, we build two classes of ships for the U.S. Navy, the littoral combat ships, which the USS Montgomery is one of those, a 420-foot small service combatant that we're building. And we also build the Expeditionary Fast Transport, which is a high-speed aluminum catamaran, another class of ship that we build. That
How fast does that thing go?
Both of them, the EPFs over 35 knots and the LCSs go over 40. So these are very fast, high-speed aluminum trimarans or catamarans that can carry a lot of cargo, carry a lot of weapons, sensors to do a lot of incredible stuff for our great Navy in serving our nation's defense. So we're very excited to be building those ships down there.
So how many of those are you going to build of each class?
So right now we've got through LCS-34 under contract. We build the even numbers, so that's 17 ships for LCSs. There's been a few more.
Who builds the odd numbers?
A company called Lockheed Martin.
Shipyard I've heard
up in Marinette, Wisconsin. And then we also have 12 EPFs under contract. We just delivered the 10th. So we're delivering about four ships per year, two of each. And with about 4,000 great people down there building these ships. So lots of exciting times right now.
Let's kind of take people through some technical things. When you lay down the keel on this thing, what's the point that when you start building to the point that you have a finished product, how long does that take?
So the LCSs take about 3 years to build, and the EPFs take about a year and a half, 20 months. To build. So we have multiple ships at various stages of construction, like a manufacturing environment that has us process them, again, four deliveries per year. So
how many people does that employ in your facility?
So right now we're right at about 4,000 total employees.
Whoa! And these are real low-paying jobs, I bet.
No, they're good jobs. Lots of, from all sorts of technical expertise that we need to support our operations. And we also have over 700 suppliers across the state of Alabama alone supporting our operations as well. So truly, certainly a big effort down in South Alabama, but a statewide effort with statewide support as well. So we're very happy and certainly appreciative of that.
So when you're talking about suppliers, is this where somebody is building, say, a radar system somewhere else and they're shipping it to Alabama, finishing it, and then it's own demand delivery to you, or are they actually building that portion?
So we do most of the building itself in our facility, but pumps, air conditioning plants, weapon sensors, anything that goes in the ship, the raw material, those are the things that I'm talking about with regards to suppliers. And again, over 700 in the state of Alabama that are supporting us. So really,
how many,
a statewide
how many
effort.
Do they employ?
So the thought is that across the country now, we've got thousands of suppliers. So it's about 15,000 total jobs, roughly, supporting the programs that we've got, in addition to the 4,000. Including the 4,000 that we've got.
That is incredible. So this project will be going on for another how long?
Well, that's what we're waiting to see. So we've got three.
Thank you, Department of Defense.
That's right. And Congress, quite frankly. And the likes of Senator Shelby, Congressman Byrne, and others across Martha, Congressman Roby, everybody's been great. We've got the fiscal year 19.
And don't forget Mo Brooks now.
Mo Brooks, absolutely.
My good friend.
Everybody across the state. It's been really phenomenal. We've had three LCSs appropriated in the fiscal year 19 bill. We hope to get two of the three. We also had another EPF appropriated as well. So the programs keep going. Next up is the frigate program, which is another version of the small service combatant. That's going to be a hotly contested competition, and we're right in the middle of that as well. That's another 20 or so ships beyond that. So we're really looking excited. We're very, very excited about the future for us and in shipbuilding in South Alabama.
Well, and being in the shipbuilding business, when I think of shipbuilding, I think of Groton or something like that. But that really has shifted. Why has it shifted? Why was Mobile picked, in your opinion? Why did you guys pick Mobile?
Well, Austal is a company in Australia, mm-hmm. our parent company. And they wanted to get into the U.S. to build Navy ships. And they went across all the United States to find a location. And quite frankly, it boiled down to two things. One is the openness of the state of Alabama to have businesses come in and to support business, which is very, very important.
We love it.
And the other is the workforce down in the Gulf Coast with regards to shipbuilding. So there's a lot of folks down there that had the experience to support that kind of operation. So our partnership with AIDT has really enabled us to grow significantly. We had about 800 employees in January of 2009, and we boomed to over 4,000, 4,500 by 2014. If it wasn't for the support from the state, AIDT, and the workforce and the folks down in South Alabama, we wouldn't have been able to do it. So it proved out a very good decision, quite frankly.
What, when you look at the economy and what's happening now, is labor force a issue for you trying to keep a labor force there? Do you have a small turnover, medium-sized turnover, and is that putting pressure on you with the economy kind of heating up?
Well, I think there's always pressure. You want to be the employer of choice in whatever you do and
right.
Make sure that you have a good atmosphere for your employees. I think we do that very, very well in our industry. We have a relatively low turnover rate, so we're happy about that. And the bottom line is, as long as you can project a good future, a long-term future, the employees will stay and you treat them well and you have good communication. So we're really focused on that. And, quite frankly, it was a tough road early on, building new ships, prototype vessels, and growing as fast as we did. But man, the employees down there just persevered, went through the challenges, and we're really knocking it out of the park now. We're pretty excited.
That is outstanding. So what were the challenges? Were the challenges to come up to a level of knowledge that you could actually start producing ships? And did AIDT help you with that and job training, workforce development?
Well, I think we were doing three things at once, basically. We were building first-in-class ships while we were building a $440 million facility, while we were growing the workforce to the clip of about 120 net growth a month.
Wow.
So all of that going on at once is pretty challenging. So you have those growing pains.
Were you a part of that all the time?
I was right in the middle of it.
Okay.
So it was a lot of fun. I was a lot less gray hair and a lot less pounds ago. But workforce development is always important. And I think across the state and across our industry, it's something that we all need to continue to focus on. And that provides great opportunities for people and long-term opportunities. And we were fortunate enough to be able to do it. The AIDT basically supported us the whole way through that growth, and they support us today. And if it wasn't for that partnership, we probably wouldn't be here today for sure.
Most people don't realize that the level of manufacturing that's happening here in Alabama, whether it's up in Huntsville, where my son's an engineer up there, and they're working on the Mach 5 rocket, but what they're doing in aerospace there, because that's the aerospace capital for Alabama. Then you have finance that's in medicine that's in Birmingham. Montgomery's a government city with Maxwell and state government here. But Mobile with Airbus, with you, and it's just incredible what's going on there.
Yeah, when you look at it across the state, you got all the automobile manufacturers coming in. Shipbuilding is obviously making a resurgence with us. You got Airbus. We're close friends with them. And I think it's a testament just to, again, how Alabama has been able to embrace growth in the state and support of business. And we keep doing that. We keep focusing on education. We keep focusing on workforce development. It's just going to keep coming because it's great to do business here. And that's what we all look for. And it's been fantastic for us, for sure.
That is outstanding. Let me let you give the audience a little bit about your background and past. You're originally from?
New York.
In Stony Brook?
Stony Brook, New York, absolutely.
And so you went to
Merchant Marine Academy in New York, right.
Wow. And, how long were you a Merchant Marine?
So I actually, when I graduated, I came right into shipbuilding. So I moved to Mobile back in the early 90s, working at some of the old yards there, Bender Shipbuilding, Atlantic Marine. Moved away for a while in 99 and then came back in 07 to work at Austal. So, myself and others, we bring folks in from outside the state. We bring folks from all across the state and certainly a lot of opportunities locally. So it's something that it's pretty exciting.
You guys obviously have a big footprint. Do you collaborate with the other large builders and companies down there and kind of work as a unit to try to push Mobile forward in some different areas? I know that happens a lot here in Montgomery and in the Huntsville Chamber of Commerce. Does that happen in Mobile?
Absolutely. Not only with local businesses, but also local schools and things of that nature, to where really focusing on, you know, the challenges that we have and every other city has to continue to progress. I think Mayor Stimson is doing a heck of a job. We work closely with the Mobile Chamber of Commerce, and we work closely with other companies and other industries. We're close partners with the University of South Alabama. We also, talk and have good partnerships with the University of Alabama, University of Auburn. So, you know, across the state and you know, we're all trying to focus on the key things, workforce development, key things, you know, education. And that continues to improve. You'll continue to get businesses coming in.
I want to try to hit this before we run out of time here. So when you're saying education, are you talking about education on the K-12 level, or are you talking about post-high school education so they can learn more vocational trades and what you need for your shipbuilding?
Well, both. I mean, K-12, the better the school systems are, the, you know, people want to live there, and the right. more businesses will be attracted to those areas because of the quality of life. From beyond that, secondary school system, two-year college systems and the universities, you know, in high school, we start really focusing on providing support on our specific needs. Mm-hmm. And certainly in the, you know, universities, two-year college systems, we do the same. As those continue to grow for us to support our business and other businesses, it's just going to continue to expand and the state will continue to get better.
So you're going to USA and saying, look, we're looking for these type of people here, engineers, for example, electrical engineers and things like that. And so you're saying to them, this is what we're looking for, and they're trying to prime the pump for you?
That's correct. And you bring up a great point. Engineering, our engineering group right now is about 460 strong.
Man.
And continuing to grow. We'll have internships, co-ops with the school systems and South and others, to where we'll bring them in as well, give them a part-time job, get them acclimated, and then continue to communicate to them the type of curriculum that we need. We actually have some of our staff members.
That's a huge engineering staff.
Yes, it is.
That is absolutely amazing.
Yes, yes. We actually have some staff members that are professors at South working at night, and we have people on their board trying to help, you know, communicate just, you know, industry needs and things like that, and to also provide understanding. I've actually spoken to students at universities just to give them an idea of what the industry is, what the opportunities are, and just to kind of promote that and to kind of give them an opportunity to see exactly what's out there for them to get a career in. So it's pretty exciting stuff.
That is really amazing. And it sounds like you're having an incredible impact on the city of Mobile and Baldwin and Mobile County, and probably bleeding over well into Mississippi. Well, I want to thank you for being here today and sharing and educating my audience to what you do, because I can tell you, I didn't know anything about it, so therefore they don't know anything about it. Thanks for being here. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
safety features, design sensibilities, or overall greatness. Brubaker Infiniti has vehicles that stand out in each category. This month, get $5,000 off a 2018 Q60 Coupe. It's a different way of living, not just a different way of driving. The 2018 Q60 Coupe has a subtle but gorgeous shape, top shelf interior, and is quick in a straight line. And with $5,000 off, it's a comfortable fit all around. Next in line is the 2018 QX50 with a 268-horsepower turbocharged engine and well-furnished interior. It's more than just a pretty face. This crossover will fulfill your inherent potential, not to mention your budget, with $5,000 off. And if you want to challenge the limits of your next journey, experience the precisely crafted leather appointments and sophisticated comforts of the 2018 QX80. The luxury, space, and power you'd hope to find in a large SUV is $10,000 less this month at Brubaker Infiniti. Better vehicles, better service, and better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker. Sale limited to 2018s in stock. Q60 Coupe stock number 18078 only. Discount off MSRP. Does not include tax, tag, title, and dealer fees. Sale ends 10/31/18. See dealer for details.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through their large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week. Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrena dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrena products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I want to thank Craig for being here. He's an interesting guy. You know one thing I did not know until I just read the email? He's A.J. McCarron's stepfather.
Fascinating.
That is fascinating. I wish I would have seen that before he left. Can I read my emails more often, you know? Okay, 272-9228, that's where we are. Man, there's a lot going on here today, big guy.
Well, and I love any story that, number one, is about success and making money and contributing. But also any story that confounds the stereotypes that still plague our dear state.
Yeah.
And as you point out, with aerospace up north, with medicine up north, kind of, I mean, out of all the cities you named, I'm like, come on, Montgomery, let's pick it up a little bit. The government town needs some work here.
Yeah, well, we're doing better with the manufacturing part of things with Hyundai, and there's a lot of the technology stuff that's going on here. It's good. It's not, I mean, it's a fraction of a fraction of what Huntsville's doing.
But with the internet switch and the F-35 program coming in.
Technology center out at AUM. Those are all...
We're catching up.
We're doing our part. But these other folks are doing this major manufacturing. I mean, think about that. You've got Airbus.
Yeah.
And then Austell building that level of employees. I mean, just one of those is bigger than the Hyundai plant. Just one of those. That's some serious stuff. And these are 400 engineers on staff.
Right.
That's a bunch of high-paid people there. Let's do the Trump rally using, talking about the migrant caravan to try to rally up voters here.
With exactly 2 weeks to go before the midterm, President Trump used the migrant caravan to rally his political base in Houston last night on the first day of early voting in Texas. The president campaigned for Republican Senator Ted Cruz. Remember, they were bitter rivals in the 2016 GOP presidential race. And the newest polls show Cruz with a 7-point lead over his Democratic challenger, Congressman Beto O'Rourke. Nancy Cordes is there in Houston.
Typically, the president wouldn't need to campaign here in Ruby Red, Texas, especially for a one-time rival. But Ted Cruz is going up against a well-funded, outspoken Democrat in a race that could help determine the balance of power in the Senate. So it behooves both Mr. Trump and Mr. Cruz to bury the hatchet.
As the caravan, and look, that is an assault on our country.
Here in Houston, President Trump continued his attacks on the thousands of Honduran migrants making their way to the U.S. border.
In that caravan, you have some very bad people. We need a wall built fast. You need to vote for Ted Cruz.
He shared the stage with Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
We need to build the wall.
Who got a verbal embrace from his former foe.
The people of Texas are going to reelect a man who has become a really good friend of mine.
A man who's become a really good, that lying Ted Cruz out here. And Morning Joe and everybody, they were going crazy over this. Absolutely crazy. And they're going, it must be something wrong with the campaign because Donald Trump's going down there and campaigning. He couldn't be, you know, 7-10 points ahead. Couldn't be. There's obviously something wrong. These guys just don't get it. They really do not get it and understand what's happening here. Donald Trump loves the crowd, and it's not just Ted Cruz. It's helping everybody that's there. There are a lot of folks there. Heard is one of the races that was in jeopardy. It's not in jeopardy anymore. But you got Bradley, the head of the appropriations, you know, there. This is, you know, he's practicing very smart politics. He can go in and own the message, and he wants to own it with an enthusiastic crowd. It's smart politics. You know, he did the press, we said yesterday, he did the press avail on the way out the helicopter, owned it for the 5:30 news, which he did, and then after that, he flies into Texas and does his big event. You got Fox taking it. You got locals that are taking it. I always go in and look. I'll pull up the Houston Chronicle and see if they're taking it on their webpage, and they were. That's big, and that's talking to voters, and it's getting a message out that, particularly the caravan. So let's listen to the second part of this story.
The president admitted he and Cruz weren't so chummy in 2016.
It got nasty.
When they were two of the last Republicans in the presidential primaries.
Donald, you're a sniveling coward.
Ted Cruz, the biggest liar I've ever met. He's not lying, Ted, anymore. He's beautiful, Ted.
Now they have a shared opponent.
Is this up to end?
Democrat Beto O'Rourke.
To those who say a Democrat can't win in Texas, you say what?
We're running to represent Americans, Texans, human beings. And when we see past the labels and the partisanship and the pettiness of the moment, we transcend that.
With 2 weeks to go, Democrats are also bringing out their big guns.
Get the hell up and take back the country.
Former Vice President Biden was in Tampa. Former President Obama in Las Vegas.
Right now, we can tip the balance of power. Back to you, the American people.
Early voting started yesterday here in Texas with the turnout smashing previous midterm records. It's too early to say what that means for the candidate scale, but it does show the high interest in this year's election.
Hey, Nancy, I'm still thinking about Lion Ted to Beautiful Ted. It's interesting how all of a sudden things look a lot brighter and nicer, according from Texas.
Well, there's an election.
Yes, you're all watching. Right. You were right.
Elections make bedfellows.
There you go.
Now, they just said something, they go, the record numbers of early voting. And they go, but we don't know what that means. record numbers, but we don't know what that means. Well, let me give you a hint. What you do is you look at the precincts that they're voting out of. And you look at that, and what it's doing is it's overwhelmingly for Republicans. They won't say that. They could just do a little investigation. Steve Kornacki knows that. They just need to. This is what drives me crazy. They ignore a fact so they can keep it kind of neutral because the fact would have benefited the Republicans. We're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
There are big changes coming to Mr. Electric of Montgomery. We have a brand new logo and a brand new look. What isn't changing is our dedication to you, our loyal customers. Mr. Electric still has the same experienced service professionals who respect your time, your budget, and your home. They still offer upfront pricing, exceptional service, and appointments on your schedule. Plus, affordable financing options are also available. At Mr. Electric of Montgomery, we want everyone to be safe and to have the peace of mind knowing their home is free of electrical dangers. Call us today and ask about our free home safety inspection. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where...
News. I'm Jane Metzler.
Exactly one country was constrained by the INF Treaty, the United States.
National Security Advisor John Bolton in Moscow, meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin after President Trump's weekend statement he plans to pull out of the 1987 INF Treaty. Bolton accusing Russia of repeated violations of that nuclear arms agreement.
This is not a subject that arose yesterday. This question of Russian violations is long and deep.
Putin saying he'd be open to another meeting with President Trump, suggesting it take place in Paris next month, the two attending events marking 100 years since the end of World War I. A spokeswoman for liberal philanthropist George Soros urging people to tone down the rhetoric after a suspected bomb was found outside his home in a New York City suburb. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Forecast for today, considerable high cloudiness around. It's going to be comfortably cool with a high temperature up to about 73. We will be dry today. Partly cloudy, chilly tonight. Jacket weather, overnight low 52. The full Hunter's Moon tonight. Tomorrow, look for a sun and cloud mix with a high around 74. Low tomorrow night in the middle 50s. Then on Thursday, periods of rain, a cool day, high temperature barely up to about 61. Rain continues Thursday night. Then on Friday, high near 60. Some leftover showers, especially early in the day, mostly cloudy. Then upper 60s for Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. As they celebrate 60 years of serving the local area, you get the gifts of free checking and amazing service. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Yes. Can't remind you boys and girls about Jack Ingram signature used cars. Buying a used car can be very tricky, but not a Jack Ingram signature used cars. Go see Tip Thames, David Ingram, the whole gang, Lynn, Danielle, Eric. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. We never got to the second side of the East Hill Mall shooting story, did we?
True.
Let's go ahead and pull that, because that kind of speaks of our good friend Daryl Bailey.
Details are limited, but officials say it was an isolated incident.
It wasn't a random scenario. Those two people knew each other. They had an ongoing beef. It appears that they kind of ran into each other. Certainly not random in that they knew each other and they knew that they wanted to settle a grudge through weapons.
Mayor Strange says in a case like this one, the parents need to be held responsible.
It really needs to be the parent that needs to control what's going on, particularly from the standpoint of these teenagers that are being involved.
Daryl Bailey says those involved will be punished to the fullest extent.
We need to push for the toughest sentences available so that the message is sent that if you do these type of things, if you're going to be brazen and commit these stupid acts, these violent criminal acts, that you're going to have to pay for it by spending the rest of your life in prison.
No arrests have been made at this time, and we reached out to officials with Eastdale Mall, but they did not want to comment.
Daryl Bailey is encouraging everyone to still go to the mall and says, quote, today, Eastdale Mall is probably the safest place in Montgomery.
Today. Today it is. Because there are probably 12 police officers hanging around there. So today it is. I can't vouch for it for Saturday.
Well,
but today it is.
Folks, don't worry. It's safer than a Saudi consulate in Turkey. It's safer than that.
Speaking of which, let's do Polly Williams, because this story just, it ain't making no sense at all.
Turkey's president this morning accused Saudi Arabia's government of planning for days to have Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi murdered. In a speech to the Turkish parliament this morning, he called Khashoggi's killing savage, not an accident, and asked for the 18 suspects in the case to be tried by Turkey. The U.S. has now sent CIA Director Gina Haspel to Turkey to help in this investigation. Ali Williams is in Istanbul outside the Saudi consulate, where Khashoggi was killed.
President Erdogan said the explanation that Jamal Khashoggi was killed in a rogue operation would not satisfy Turkey or the international community. And he demanded to know who it was in Saudi Arabia who sent the suspected killers to Istanbul. The Turkish president directly contradicted Saudi Arabia's official version of events, that Jamal Khashoggi died seemingly by accident after getting into a fight inside the consulate. But the Saudi account had already been met with skepticism and outright disbelief. This surveillance video, broadcast by CNN, appears to show part of the Saudi attempt to cover up Khashoggi's death. This man is seen walking into the Saudi consulate around 2 hours before Khashoggi entered the building and was then killed. Later, the same man emerges from the consulate, apparently dressed in Khashoggi's clothes, an effort, it seems, to pretend Khashoggi left the building unharmed.
Okay. So let's see what the story is. The story is a fight broke out and he died. So for the fight to... This is crazy.
Yeah.
So the body double shows up 2 hours before Khashoggi does, just in case there's a fight breaks out and then he gets cut into pieces. I mean, that right there tells you everything you need to know.
Right.
So by the body double showing up, then nothing was spontaneous, nothing was accidental. It was obviously planned.
Right.
We want you to meet your body double. Well, before we have a fist fight with you, in which, it went wrong, and you died.
Well, and it wasn't the fist. We didn't kill him with a fist. It was a headlock. I choked him by accident.
Unbelievable.
He should have tapped out.
Man, I'm just telling you, somebody's got a lot of explaining to do here. Do they realize how foolish they look? And people have not started taking this stuff apart. They're just kind of like, it's like the little kid who comes up to the parent and starts lying.
Right.
You're just kind of going, okay, keep going. You're just digging yourself deeper, deeper, deeper.
Right.
And then they confess. My kids were good at that.
Well, my favorite is my grandfather's. He knew who did it, but one of his children, either my aunts or my uncles, drew a big, like, crayon drawing on the freshly painted wall. And he goes, who drew this people up here? Who drew this people? And I think it was my Aunt Karen, his daughter at the time, goes, Daddy, that's not no, he said, who drew this horse up here? And she goes, that's not a horse, that's a people. Like, so you're the one who drew it. No, I didn't
confession.
Draw it.
Confession.
Oh, my goodness. And it's just amazing how much the Saudis underestimate the intelligence Turkey and the United States has on them.
This is nuts that they're even doing this game. And this, I don't say this ends well for Saudi Arabia, because if the crown prince stays there, he's going to be totally worthless. He's going to be seen as a pariah. And who's going to deal with him?
Maybe they feel that untouchable. That's why... they're either incompetent or they just feel like we don't really have to provide a good explanation.
Yeah, but then how are you going to be seen with this guy?
Right. Oh, yeah. Especially when his
By the way, they were comparing Trump to Hitler again this morning, using the psychological profile of Hitler, and they ran it, and then it says, sounds like Trump, doesn't it? Okay.
Well, they're both teetotalers.
We digress here. Let's go to the second part of the Polly Williams story.
There's still no word on where Khashoggi's body ended up. Now, Saudi officials have given CBS News a slightly different story to explain Khashoggi's death, claiming he resisted after a threat to kidnap him and was then put in a chokehold to stop him from yelling, resulting, again, apparently accidentally, in his death. We simply cannot know if this is any closer to the truth. On Saudi state TV, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin was shown meeting with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who some believe is more closely connected with Khashoggi's death than Saudi Arabia will admit. And President Trump's son-in-law and advisor, Jared Kushner, who's cultivated a close relationship with the Saudi authorities, stressed the importance of America's ties with Saudi Arabia.
Right now, as an administration, we're more in the fact-finding phase, and we're obviously getting as many facts as we can from the different places, and then we'll determine which facts are credible. And
what President Erdogan did not mention today is a widely reported audio recording that Turkish officials allegedly possess of Jamal Khashoggi being killed. We still do not know if that recording actually exists.
So if it doesn't, then Turkey's going to have a little bit of a problem, because they flaunted this thing big time. If it does exist, then Saudi is going to have a problem here. So, the body double shows up a couple of hours before they put him in a headlock, and they, just in case we're doing something and he dies, we need to have the body double here. Cue body double! And so, a little breaking news happened also on this. Turkey is saying body parts have been found.
disappearance of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Sky News reporting investigators have found body parts belonging to Khashoggi. Rich Edson's live from the State Department with the very latest on this. Rich, what are we learning?
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says there is strong evidence that Saudi official plotted and planned Jamal Khashoggi's murder and that the killing was no accident, as Saudi officials have claimed. The Turkish president also says that Khashoggi went to the consulate a week before, and that notified Saudi officials that he'd have to return. And then, quote, the information was given to the team that planned and executed the murder of the journalist. So that was the beginning of the planning phase. And some consular officers, officials actually left for their countries in a haste. And this points in the direction that some preparation was indeed done. Erdogan gave few or details beyond that, claiming strong evidence. Erdogan says 15 Saudis came to the consulate ahead of Khashoggi's arrival. He calls them a hit team and says they disabled the cameras inside the consulate. The Turkish president also says the Saudis employed a body double to make it appear as if Khashoggi left the embassy alive, though he never would. Erdogan also says Saudi teams explored a forest near Istanbul and in the northwest before murdering Khashoggi. He is still asking for the location of Khashoggi's body. Sky News reports officials have found body parts and that one source suggested they were in the garden in the consul general's residence. The Turkish president is also pushing for the 18 suspects Saudi Arabia arrested to be tried in Istanbul, even though he says the murder happened inside a Saudi diplomatic grounds. Now, Turkish officials have given horrific details of what they say is an audio recording that they have of the murder, though the Turkish president didn't address that at all. Saudi officials and the Saudi government have denied much of this. They say that this was an interrogation gone wrong and that the highest levels of the government were not aware of the plot.
Our director of CIA is personally over in Istanbul looking at this. She is personally doing this.
Hmm.
So for Trump to dispatch her there, and don't you know there's some CIA agents running around in Istanbul? Let's go to the phones and go to our good friend Skipper. Skipper, how are you, my friend?
I am just doing great. I just was sitting here listening to this whole thing about the journalist who got killed, and it struck me, and I don't mean to make light of it, but it struck me that it's the dead parrot sketch from Monty Python.
That's funny. I was looking at that just a couple of days ago.
Likewise.
Netflix has got a hundred of them up there.
He's stunned.
Yeah, he's sleeping.
For the field. It's just every time they come back with something else. Do you think we'll ever really know what happened?
I think what's going to happen is I think the intelligence community is going to figure this thing out and say, not publicly, but say within the closed circles that, yes, it did happen, and MBS did it.
An interesting take that I heard on this thing today, which I'm not really sure if I don't know if I agree with it or not. I'm just not that versed in it, but an opinion I heard today, some people are saying, and I think these are Democratic people, that this is Trump's fault because the relationship that they've had with the Saudis, that they kind of put all their eggs in Saudi's basket.
Yeah.
And it kind of gave the Saudis the feeling that they could really go do whatever they wanted to do, and they've just kind of gone off, you know, kind of got a little too wild with it. I mean, killing a journalist, and I'm not really sure I totally agree with that, but
I definitely don't agree with that.
Well, that's what the Democrats are pushing on the network.
Anything that they can do to hurt Trump, they're going to do.
Oh yeah, yeah,
whether it's true or not.
Absolutely. But a great show today. Enjoyed all of it I got to hear.
Well, I appreciate you listening, Skipper. That's an honor.
Oh, well, that and a cup of coffee won't get you much at the Krispy Kreme.
Thanks.
Right. But thank you, though. I appreciate the comment, though. Thank you.
Thanks, Skipper. Appreciate you, buddy. News 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back with the final segment right after this. We'll be right back.
place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car stamp of approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price. Simple and clear with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche-certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Randall Houston's going to be with us at 12:30 tomorrow to talk about this capital murder case being dropped in Elmore County. We'll get the facts and the reasoning and the story behind the story. As we always do with Randall. Okay, boys and girls. You want to get your shots in, you better call. Greg did. Greg, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I was hearing the Khashoggi, the journalist, footage you were running, or the audio, and you had the clip had made the comment about Jared Kushner and his sort of affirmation or defense or whatever. Why is it that we as the United States are still very tied to the interests of Saudi Arabia in 2018?
Why are we? Well, they're kind of a critical part of what we're trying to do over in the Middle East. And let me couch this with, I'm not necessarily agreeing with all of it, but they are a stabilizing factor to keep Iran at bay, and also to keep Syria kind of a little under control. And then they also have kind of an influence with Egypt. So they're getting along well with Israel and with us. They are a large user of our military and can respond if we need it with our military. My problem I have is Yemen. They're going in Yemen, and I think they're breaking things and killing people that they shouldn't be killing.
Yes. No, I agree. That makes sense. I kind of thought in history, you know, we'd had also a bit of an oil tie, but I know that we don't really have an oil tie as much anymore. But the geopolitical stuff you mentioned, that makes sense. I also don't agree with it, but that makes sense.
Yeah, and the oil portion of things for us, I mean, we are net independent. We buy some oil from them only because we had an agreement with them, just like we buy some oil from Mexico and Canada because we had an agreement with them and we're doing it to help them out. But we are net positive in production of oil.
Right. Okay, well, that answered my question. Thanks, Dan.
Absolutely. Anytime. That's what we're here for.
Okay. Oh, you have a good afternoon.
Thanks, Greg. Shall we take that one? Nope. Can you get me over to my clips? Let me see if I can pull another one out here. Yeah. Judge Napolitano talking about Pelosi. And if she becomes speaker, will they be subpoenaing Trump people?
The subpoena power is interesting. To use it
Pelosi.
Or not to use it.
It's a great arrow to have in your quiver in terms of negotiating on other subjects.
Former Speaker Nancy Pelosi revealing how she'd negotiate with President Trump if Democrats take back Congress in 2 weeks.
So how exactly would that work?
Well, listen. You know, we all know Donald Trump. I don't think she should start off by threatening him, but basically saying, if we take the House, we're going to use the subpoena power, and we're going to threaten subpoenas unless you come over to our side. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is, we want to work with the president, but if he doesn't work with us, we're going to use the subpoena power. Basically, each House, the majority of each House, can subpoena the executive branch and force testimony and force documents, as the Republicans did to Obama. Steve and I were just talking about this, President Obama with Benghazi, as the Republicans have attempted to do with a Republican DOJ with very, very much resistance with Rod Rosenstein.
I see you rolling your eyes.
It's insane. It's as if they're in two different parties rather than the same.
Okay, so this is trying to make the point of that this is why you don't want the Democrats to be in charge. And the way they're doing the kind of the closing argument is actually working in the Republicans' favor when you're looking at some of this new polling data that's coming out, which hopefully I'm going to have some new stuff for you on Thursday, maybe Friday, that we can talk about. Let's continue on with this. Dems will subpoena and Rosenstein.
Well, what would they subpoena? Give us an example. You say documents. What would the Democrats want to see?
Whatever they thought would frustrate the executive branch. You want to build the wall? Show us who you've been negotiating with. Let's see the emails. Let's see where you want the money to go. Let's see whose property the government's going to have to take.
Isn't this what Rush Limbaugh said was going to happen? If the Democrats win, then you're going to see subpoenas. You're going to see investigations.
Yes. You know, the Democrats believe that they can be a break on Donald Trump. We will have divided government, a Democratic House, and presumably a Republican Senate. But they also know that they can drive him crazy. I mean, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, who actually represents, or the House Judiciary Committee, if the Democrats take the House, represents this part of Manhattan, has already said, we're going to commence impeachment investigations against Donald Trump and Brett Kavanaugh.
Sure.
Who the heck wants that?
And that's going to hurt him at the ballot box.
Yes. But
Judge, you know, we've heard the threat of subpoena over the last couple of weeks about Rod Rosenstein. We've got to haul him in to figure out what he actually knew about wearing a wire and stuff like that was in the New York Times. But now the subpoena power threat has been reduced to, okay, he's going to show up. Only a couple of members of Congress are going to be able to talk to him. It's going to be transcribed. It's not necessarily going to be under oath, but then they're going to redact it.
Two Republicans, two Democrats in secret. The stated reason for the secret Rosenstein testimony is so that he can discuss classified materials. Steve's 100% correct. Once the court stenographer reproduces this as a transcript, it goes to the DOJ and it goes to the intelligence community to white out what they don't want the public to know. More will be whited out than remain.
Interesting. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show. Audience, I want to thank you so very much. Be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Remember, Randall Houston will be in tomorrow at 12:30 to talk about the Elmore County murder case being dropped. Greg Budell the Great. He's next. Adios.